Nissan Leaf has a tree that we could build. And if we use gasoline for the electric cars, it might hurt the tree.
Nora Comet, still a decade from her driver's license, is trying to explain her parents' new car. It's an all-electric Nissan Leaf. The family had a charging station installed in their Beechwood home. The wall-mounted box, the size of a backpack, has a protruding hose that can fully juice up their electric vehicle, or EV, overnight. REJ and Beth Comet, Nora's parents, commute together each day, and a full battery can take them to work and back with room left for a few errands. They're leasing the $35,000 Leaf.
I'm at a stage in my life where I have a family and I have a kid, and practicality somewhat wins out.
We kind of have to plan our day a little better, so we can't just kind of get up and go like we could. And then we come home, we just plug it right in.
She's talking about a 120-volt wall outlet. Their new charging station streams twice that, which speeds up the process. It costs them about $1,200 and is expected to add $20 to $30 to their monthly electric bill. Cleveland Public Power announced last year that it would install three 240-volt units around the city. Delays in federal funding sidetracked the plan, but now the utility has budgeted $75,000 over 3 years for the units. That includes maintenance, construction, and the chargers themselves. But John Odell of automotive news website Edmunds.com says an infrastructure of chargers may not be necessary since most EV drivers charge at home.
I live in Southern California. There are, relatively speaking, a lot of electric vehicles. Several of the shopping centers my wife likes to go to on weekends have EV chargers. And nowadays, almost every time we go, unless we get up really early in the morning to go to the shopping center, somebody else is plugged in. And with only one plug or two plugs available, you know, if there's three cars, then somebody's left out.
Both Odell and the Comets say any increase in their electric bills is more than offset by savings at the gas pump. Ari Comet says his home charger will pay for itself in about 8 months. The installation is as simple as putting in a small heater, according to electrician Kurt Omansky.
Just the way fuel prices are, and I just think it's economical. I think a lot of people are going to start going this way.
For long trips, the family still has a gas-powered Volkswagen sedan because a fully charged Leaf is limited to about 90 miles in the summer and 70 in the winter. Just as with conventional car batteries, cold weather slows down the electrons inside. That's caused concern for potential buyers, but Odell says that the old reliable block heater takes care of that problem. Another major concern is long-term battery life, but Odell says the battery shouldn't start to diminish until the car is 7 to 10 years old. And even then, capacity would only be down to about 75%.
And, you know, the idea is that these batteries are usable as stationary storage for hydroelectric dams, for wind plants, for geothermal, and for solar power systems, as well as for home backup systems.
The electricity still comes from a power plant in Ohio, often powered by burning coal. But as Ari looks back at his driving past and forward to daughter Nora's, he realizes everything is evolving.
I mean, the car I learned to drive on didn't have ABS. It didn't even have power steering. You know, what kind of car is she going to learn to drive on? Is it going to be even a combustion engine or whatnot? And is it going to even be the kind of car she needs to drive? Or is she just going to be getting a license to pilot in an autonomous car and enter a navigation coordinate and sit back and do her homework while it's driving? You know, who knows?
Ohio now has 71 public charging stations, according to nonprofit Clean Fuels Ohio. About two-thirds are clustered around Columbus or between Dayton and Cincinnati. But the bid process is underway for the three new Cleveland chargers, and Cleveland Public Power says construction could start by this spring. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kabir Bhatia.